This is an overview of everything we've talked about so far as regards types of morphemes from morphological analysis. And here you can see the distinction between two types of morphemes. There are free morphemes, which can stand by themselves as single words, for example, open, and bound morphemes, which normally cannot stand alone but need to be attached to another form, for example, re or ad, as in replay or played. Now, free morphemes fall into two categories, functional categories, the functional one and the lexical one. Functional words like from and the consists of words like conjunctions and prepositions and articles, words such as and, or, but, near, from, the. Meanwhile, in the lexical category, these consist of words carrying the content of the message, for example, boy, girl, woman, man, tiger, yellow, look, break. Then we go to the bound morphemes, and here the bound morphemes can be a prefix or a suffix or one of these bound roots, as in inspect or detached. Tach has no meaning by itself. A prefix can then be derivational, a suffix can be derivational or inflectional. So the type of thing which I would like for you to be able to understand is, if I give you a word to analyze, then I'd like you to be able to analyze it along this category, whether it's bound or free. And if it's free, then to indicate whether it's functional or lexical. If it's bound, to indicate which part is the root, which is a prefix, which is a suffix. And whether it's then derivational or inflectional.